we arrived at the Madrid airport, we were met by this TWA bus, which would be our means of transportation for the next 2 weeks. Note the tall windshield. The driver had to stand upright to reach the spring-rolled sunshade to pull it down when facing the sun. The city gate of Madrid is about all that remains of the fortification of the old city. On the avenue near the royal palace was this imposing line of statues of people who were significant in Spanish history. The Royal Theater is also nearby. The Royal Palace is a huge building. It was used by Spanish kings from the 1700s until Alfonso XIII was forced to leave the country in 1931. Since that time, it has been used for social functions. This statue of King Philip IV stands in front of the Royal Palace. Madrid is a city of over 2 million people. It is in the geographic center of the country at an elevation of 2,000 feet. In fact, it's the highest capital in Europe. It is filled with apartment houses, as are most cities these days. The theater district is about the most colorful area we saw. Outside of Madrid is a huge cross high on a hill overlooking a valley which had enormous loss of life in the Spanish Civil War, now called the Valley of the Fallen. The cross stands 500 feet tall on solid granite and was built on the order of Francisco Franco. In addition to the cross, he had tunneled beneath the cross and to the left a huge cathedral which is longer than St. Peter's in Rome. When this fact was pointed out, they installed some metal picket-type gates at a point so that it would not exceed St. Peter's. It reminds one of other military and political leaders in the world, each trying to do something more grandiose than had been done before. Toledo is a walled city about 60 miles south of Madrid and is one of the best preserved. The north part of the city is seen here by the river that flows around three sides of the city. The Alcazar stands against the sky. There has always been a fortress at this point because of its commanding location. The Alcazar has been destroyed three times and was badly damaged during the Spanish Civil War. It is being restored again, so it is not available to the public at this time. It will house a huge museum of history. The city of Toledo extends to the south and occupies the entire hill. Every walled city has its city gates. This is the main gate dating to the 600 BC. It has been called a crag-perched city. Towers stand out against the morning sky. Toledo has very narrow streets. Our bus took us to the center of town, which is on top of the hill. The only street wide enough for a bus. At least we got to walk down the hill. The sky bridge is not a new idea. Though you see a car in the background, most vehicular traffic is banned. This building is significant only because it's the business of the only Jew in Toledo. In history, many Jews lived here. In fact, we saw a small synagogue, but they have gradually left. The great cathedral comes into view. The cathedral tower stands beside one of the entryways. The cathedral dates to the 1400s. and has several entries such as this. The Gothic structure is beautiful and ornate. The vastness of the interior is almost unbelievable. Altars are everywhere. It was in this cathedral that El Greco, the Greek, did much of his work. Here is one of his paintings. The human figures in El Greco's paintings seem to be mournful. About 150 miles farther south is the walled city of Cordoba. Seen here is an 11th century bridge leading across the river to the city. However, the city of Cordoba dates to 1600 BC. It was here, while I took this picture, that one of our ladies had her purse snatched. This 6th century Roman gate provides access to the city. The huge mosque was begun in 700 AD after the Moors conquered the city. It took 2 centuries to complete. When completed, it consisted of 1,000 arches and measured 400 feet by 540 feet. After 500 years of occupation of Cordoba by the Moors, King Ferdinand III drove them out in 1236. The cathedral was begun soon thereafter. The odd part of it was that the cathedral was built in the middle of the mosque. Here we see an entry to the cathedral from the mosque. The cathedral took 243 years to build. It is a beautiful structure with exquisite fancy work. The color varies with the amount and source of light. The detailed work is fantastic. Outside the cathedral, this 16th century bell tower was built. You will note that we are near enough to the Mediterranean that palm trees grow here. Cordoba has an annual courtyard contest. The families sharing the courtyard plan it and care for it. This one has been a winner several times. There is great variety in the courtyards. This one has been a runner-up. Even in the finery of the old city and the newness of the new city, the donkey cart still persists. Here some deliveries are being made to our hotel. Traveling southeast toward Granada, we saw this rock promontory. I don't know how they missed building a fortress on it, too. Orchards of olive trees become more common. It is interesting to note that they have had quite a drought, and many crops are not as good as usual. But walled cities are everywhere, and some are not on hilltops. Granada is the location of the Alhambra, which is a fortress that dates to AD 62. The word Alhambra means red castle. The main gate is surrounded by gypsies trying to sell their trinkets, tell your fortune, and so forth. Granada is at an elevation of about 2,200 feet. The red color of the fortress castle comes from the pink granite used in this area. The fortress was more roughly built, but the castle portion was very nice. The city of Granada is much below the fortress. Nearby the fortress was built a summer palace for the Moorish princess. It includes much finery we will see later. The walls of the Alhambra are massive. On the hillside beyond the Alhambra are the caves where the gypsies live. The gypsies don't seem to fit into Spanish society. The caves are seen here through a Moorish arch. Some of the rooms in the fortress are huge, but the arches are ever present. In the summer palace is evidence of the finery. Ceilings are always decorative. Most of the fancy work is made of plaster. The palace and the fortress were joined together in the 11th century. Pools and gardens are abundant in the palace area. The fountain in the background rests on the backs of 12 lions. When the water is running, water flows out of the mouths of the lions. There is good variety in the shrubbery, and flowers will come later in the spring. Water is brought by gravity ditches from springs in the hills. The formal gardens are well manicured, but the heavy walls are evident. More modern history is recalled by this statue in downtown Granada of Queen Isabella and Christopher Columbus. Finally, we introduce you to a village that is not a walled city. This is Mija. It is a resort town near the Mediterranean, but located high on the hillside to avoid summer heat. Donkeys are rented by sightseers who don't want to walk up and down the hilly streets. The buildings give a terraced effect. Most of the shops are farther up the hill. They are good shops and reasonably priced. Leather goods, slippers, belts, and purses are plentiful. Mija has been described as being a high, blanched, white village with cobble streets and burrows. From our hotel room, we got a fine view of the Mediterranean. Our Spanish guide shook his head slowly, saying, "And 10 years ago, there wasn't anything here. But new buildings keep going up. Note the use of small poles to hold up the concrete of the next floor. On down the coast is one development after another. Along the Mediterranean, evidence of fortifications can be seen. They are mainly lookout towers to guard against marauders from Africa. Farther along the coast, we got glimpses of the Rock of Gibraltar. A cloud cap is common. Many tankers are tied up in this bay due to the present oil glut. Our ferry was a good-sized ship for the trip across the Strait of Gibraltar to Tangier, Morocco in northwest Africa. We had to become foot passengers. Then after the bus drove off the ferry, we were able to board it again. Looking south across the straits, you could see the coast of Morocco, Africa. As we got closer, we could see the city of Tangier. Almost all buildings are whitewashed to reflect the hot sun of summer. From our hotel window, we had a good view of the minaret of the local mosque. The ancient walled fortification is called the Kasbah. Its walls are as imposing as others we have seen, and its streets are for walking.